I'm inside a sushi restaurant, Ottawa, at the moment, and I'm with three members of Cottonmouth. Hi.
Hi, Ming.
Just state your name and what you do.
Alex.
Martin.
Jeremy.
Great. I'm going to ask you some questions.
That's a nice book you got there, Ming.
Yes. Read it out loud and say what it says.
Keep calm and carry on. Ooh. It's a book for these terrorist times.
I just want to know, how did the band form?
I was recording their album. This is Martin. I was recording. These guys are in another band called Parlor, and I was recording an album for them. And I showed them a bunch of demos I did because I wanted to show them just some tricks I had for drum sounds that I thought they might appreciate, and they seemed to like the stuff. Anyway, so eventually I asked Jeremy to play drums on the final versions of these songs that I was working on, and he agreed. And then that kind of like eventually, you know, Louis, who's not here, he volunteered to do something. I didn't know what he was going to do. and I wrangled Alex, and then that was it, basically.
It didn't take much wrangling.
Just be like, okay, and did it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I was going to say, the first time I saw you guys play was at Pop Montreal at the Green Room, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. It's the members of Parlor, but with a different lead singer. But yeah, but how did you enjoy your Pop Montreal experience?
I don't know. I had a really awesome time this year. The weather was really shitty. One thing I like about Pop Montreal is just biking around town. It's that October is a perfect month to bike around and catching a bunch of shows. This year it rained a lot.
Yeah,
it was pissy. Yeah. But there's some pretty awesome shows.
Yeah.
Hey, Michaela.
How's it going? Good. How are you? We're being interviewed, and it's all going to be streamed onto the internet. So watch what you say.
Yeah, yeah, no editing.
You know what? I'm going to pee.
Anyways, I was going to say, I was going to say to you, Martin, like, I think you're a producer too.
Yeah.
So I know you produced Nightwood's album.
Yeah.
And not sure, did you do Parlor's album?
Yeah, Parlor's album, yeah.
Question, what's it like, is there like a difference between being a producer and like a musician?
Is there a difference between being a producer and a musician?
Yeah, it's like anything, subtle differences or...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big. You're concentrating on a whole other set of problems. It helps to be a musician because you can... It just helps to be able to identify problems and figure out solutions to it. It's really hard to do both at the same time. That's one thing I can say for sure. I think I kind of need someone to produce me. So, yeah.
Are you looking for that for the next EP?
Not EP, but maybe later on. I'd have to figure out some way to compensate whoever it was who would do it. I don't know where that money would come from.
I can see you and Brian Eno butting heads on an album.
He's so little, I'd beat the crap out of him.
Him and his stupid internet tips. Who does he think he is?
I was going to say for Jeremy and Alex, would you say Martin's a tough producer?
Tough?
Yeah.
No, he's the opposite. Martin is benign and quiet. He's a quiet force. He walks around the studio like a ghost.
Like
and
Buddha.
Then he haunts you.
Buddha. But not like a Zen Buddha, not like the you know, you are a stupid monkey, hit your wrist kind of Zen Buddhist Buddha. He's more like a Buddha who like is completely serene and understands all.
He's more Rick Rubin and not so much Phil Spector. You know, he's not putting the shotgun to your head.
Oh my.
But he walks in with big fur jackets, naked, and tells you what to do.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny it. Anyway.
I was gonna say, I know you do your recording in your own place or somewhere else?
Yeah, I have a studio that I work out of in Montreal called Digital Bird Studios. I mean, I do almost everything that I work on there. I'd actually like to get the opportunity to work in other people's studios just for a change of pace. But
have you been to a hotel to tango?
That would be lovely, but I would need a client who could budget to pay both me and Hotel to Tango, which is kind of a tall order.
Sorry, Ming, just eating some wasabi here.
Oh, have fun.
Fun is being had.
I was going to say, what's your favorite song, favorite Cottonmouth song you like to sing live?
That we like to play live?
Yeah.
Martin has this new song that I think he's tentatively titled Black Hand. That's really fun to play.
Yeah, it's the newest one, so it's the most fun, because I can still hear what it sounds like. I find if I've been playing a song for a long time, I don't really have any sense of it anymore.
It's got a sick groove.
It's got this awesome keyboard line that anticipates the chorus every time. It comes in, you're like, oh, this is catchy, and then the vocals kind of, oh, this is insane.
In general, I enjoy playing in Cottonmouth more than I enjoy playing in Parlor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's less responsibility for you, too.
It's a lot more fun.
Well, yeah, you don't do that much singing in Parlor.
It's true. Very little. Yeah.
I actually want you to do more. But I have to write the parts, you know.
He likes playing with Martin more than he likes playing with himself.
Okay, La Dunya. Okay, je parle français de la Dunya question.
I want my box spring and sake bomb.
Qu'est-ce que
j'aime à Montréal?
Yeah, j'aime à Montréal le venue.
Oh, quelle place à jouer?
Quelle salle?
Moi, je pense que c'est très bien.
J'aime beaucoup le Casa del Popolo, mais j'ai pas joué dans le nouveau setup. Ils ont changé l'arrangement de salle, puis ça a l'air un peu... It's a little dark in there now.
Casa?
I don't like the lighting now.
Oh, really?
They changed rooms. They moved it. They got another room. It's two rooms now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's new. J'aime Divan Orange, c'est toujours c'est fun à jouer.
J'adore un petit, c'est une petite salle, c'est comme un petit coin, c'est peut-être une chambre à coucher, c'est au coin du Saint-Grégoire. Ben en bref, c'est mon appartement, j'adore jouer là, j'adore jouer des chansons là, c'est bon.
Let's go, c'est sympa.
Oh, très bien. Okay, so the next question is... I'm going to talk about the English in the next question.
Yeah.
It's easier. Yeah.
It's
cool
that you... We're not going to have time to order here,
yeah,
right?
No.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yummy sushi is not...
It's not happening.
Not pronto.
Okay. I was going to say, when I went to Montreal for the long weekend, I went to... I didn't get to go to the places I want to go to, like Le Bon Piece.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I missed that one, but I went to Oviva.
Oh,
I
actually great,
prefer Oviv to that Monkeys.
Oh,
that
really?
Monkeys is just, it's like poutine, you know, of various kinds. I think, I generally feel like vegan food is pretty crappy. I feel like Oviv was fantastic. And they
I had a
Thai
bowl,
right.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's great, you know.
And, well, there was that, I missed the Le Pied de Cochon.
Le Pied de Cochon.
I wanted to go to that one.
Oh man, that'll burn a hole in your wallet, man.
Oh, really? Oh, is that expensive?
That's pretty pricey.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Okay.
Five-star chef.
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind. That's a expensive.
Four-star in the Michelin Guide, maybe.
It's Zagat-rated.
Zagat-rated.
Okay, what's coming up for Cottonmouth after the Ottawa show?
I think we're doing Fringe Pop in Montreal, and then we're doing like a show there, and then it's like outdoors on Saint-Laurent. And then the next day we're going to Toronto for North by Northeast. Then nothing for a little while.
Is any of the members gonna, like, members of Parlor gonna be at the North by Northeast, or?
At what?
North by Northeast. Backing you up.
Yeah, it's gonna be, well, Alex and Louie will be, Jeremy's gonna be on tour with Nightwood across Canada at that point in time, so we have our friend Jordan filling in on drums for that gig.
He's awesome. And a nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Does he play in which band is he playing?
His band is called Magic Weapon, and he just finished an album with them that's, what I've heard, is really promising.
Okay. And my last question to all three of you is, what's your favorite format? CDs, LPs, tapes, or digital? MP3s.
LP, I think.
MP3, brother.
Live.
Bootleg MP3s.
MIDI files.
MIDI files.
I only listen to my own slam poetry.
Oh wow, that's cool. All right. Anyways, I was gonna say thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.
Very lively interview.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.